Lesson 6. Dialogue.
I've got a photo of my family. It's in my handbag. Would you like to see it?
Oh, yes, please.
Here it is. That's my mother and that's my father. The young man on the right is my brother.
What's his name?
Ted. He's a bit younger than me.
Oh? And how old is he?
He's 25. Don't ask me my age.
Is your brother married?
Oh, no, not yet. He's got a girlfriend, though. Her name's Susan. That's her there, beside him.
Have you got any sisters?
No, just a brother.
I've got a photo of my family, too. Here it is. That's me, of course. And that's my wife, Olga. And the boy is our son, Ilya. He's 10 years old. And the girl is our daughter, Mary. She's 8.
What does your wife do?
She's a lecturer in the engineering department at our university.
How interesting. Who looks after Ilya and Mary when you're at work?
Well, obviously, they go to school from Monday to Saturday. When they're at home, my mother usually looks after them.
What are they going to do when you're in England?
Well, actually, they're on holiday now. They're with my parents-in-law.
Where do they live?
In the Crimea.
That's on the Black Sea coast, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. It's a lovely place. We often visit my in-laws there.
It's quite far from Saratov. Do you go there by plane?
No, we usually go by car. We rarely go by plane, unless we're in a hurry, of course.
Have you got a car of your own?
Yes, a Lada. My wife and I both like travelling, especially by car.
There are quite a few cars here, aren't there?
Oh, yes. I've got the impression that the number of cars and car owners is increasing with every passing day, especially in big cities like Moscow.
That's true. But still, I believe London has many more cars than Moscow. Too many, I think. I wonder if cars are more expensive here than in Great Britain.
I'm not sure. But I don't really think so. As far as I know, cars in Britain are more expensive than in most other European countries.
Yes, that's true. They are very expensive.
By the way, have you got a car, Neil?
I've got one back home, but not here. However, I sometimes drive a friend's car.
What do you think of Moscow drivers?
Oh, they're reckless. The taxi drivers are the worst.
You drive on the left side of the road in Britain, don't you?
That's right. Here, I must always remember to drive on the right. But that's not a big problem.
And what about the roads in Moscow?
Well, they're always bad in winter. There's a lot of snow and ice, of course. I never drive in winter here.
That's wise. There are a lot of accidents. Summer is better.
Tell me, Judy, do you live with your parents?
Oh, no. I live alone.
Really? Aren't you lonely?
Not at all. I've got my own daily routine. I usually get up early, at 6 o'clock. I have a shower, and then I have breakfast. I read the morning paper, and I often listen to the radio. Then, I sometimes do a little housework, and at about 8 o'clock, I catch the tube to work. Sometimes I lecture or take seminars, sometimes I meet students, and sometimes I prepare my lessons or do some research. I usually have lunch in a local cafe with some colleagues. Life's very busy.
What do you do in the evenings?
Well, it depends. I often start my journey home at about 7, after the rush hour is over. Cook myself a small dinner, and then I usually read or watch television. I usually go to bed early, at 11 o'clock. But sometimes I stay in the city and meet a friend. We eat at a restaurant, and then go to the cinema or the theatre. Sometimes we go dancing. I'm never lonely.
That's interesting. You see, in Russia, people rarely live on their own.
That's true. Look at Moscow, for example. There's a big accommodation problem here. Young people usually live with their parents until they get married. Then they sometimes find a flat of their own. Often they will still live with their parents or their parents-in-law.
Are there still many communal flats in Moscow?
There are some, although the situation is a little better now. We've got many more flats in the new districts of Moscow. But Moscow is bigger than ever, and we have a growing population, so people usually don't live alone.
Rent isn't high in Moscow, is it?
Oh, yes, it is. It's much higher than it used to be. And telephone, gas, and electricity charges are always rising.
The cost of accommodation is very high in Britain, and public transport costs a fortune.
Oh, here the fares are reasonably low in absolute figures, but if we compare them with wages in Russia, they are quite high. Train and air tickets are even more expensive.
At least you have a flat rate for buses and the tube. In Britain, the farther you go, the more you pay.
We have got one big problem, though. At rush hour, our public transport is very crowded. The commuters are packed in like sardines.
Oh, it's the same in every big city, isn't it?